All right, welcome scholars to August 4th on Joe's Daily U.S. History Lesson. I'm your host, Joseph DeCristoforo, and I do the show not because I'm a historian. In fact, I find history quite boring, to be honest with you. You know, who's got time to memorize all those dates? It's okay, it's not that kind of show, I'm not going to quiz you on that. I do the show because I'm a proud patriotic American, and I podcast the show from America's finest city, San Diego, California. Where if you're looking into real estate investments, properties, or have questions about refinancing, give my wife Teresa a call. 619-507-4906. That's 619-507-4906. And now let's begin the show as we customarily do with the Pledge of Allegiance. Let's everybody stand up, face the flags if we have one, and put our right hands over our hearts and begin. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And that, my friends, is how we do things in America. And so now, moving on to today's program.
We'll wish a happy birthday to former President Obama,
Jesse Reno Patents the Escalator, and movie Talladega Nights premieres. All right, so now let's get started. 1961. Happy birthday, Barack H. Obama, number 44. Barack Obama was born in Honolulu, Hawaii, depending, of course, on who you ask. His mom, Ann Dunham, is from Wichita, Kansas. Her dad fought under General George Patton's army in World War II. Obama's father, Barack Sr., grew up herding goats in Kenya, Africa, and won a scholarship to attend the University of Hawaii, which is where he met Ann. The two fell in love, got married in February 1961, and 6 months later, Barack Hussein was born on August 4th. Unfortunately, Barack Sr. did not stick around, and he and Ann were divorced in 1964. As a small boy, he moved with Ann to Indonesia, but that didn't turn out to be a great environment for young Barack, so she sent him back to Hawaii to live with her parents. Obama Sr. rarely saw his son, and tragically died in a car accident when Barack was 21 years old. 2 years later, Obama got a degree in poli-sci from Columbia U, then moved to Chicago to begin his community organization career. Working with some churches, he was able to help rebuild communities taken down by the closing of local steel plants. According to WhiteHouse.gov, he was the first African-American president of Harvard Law Review. Upon graduation, he returned to Chicago to help lead a voter registration drive, teach constitutional law at the University of Chicago, and remained active in his community. In 2004, he was elected Senator of Illinois. Defeating Republican John McCain, Obama was elected the 44th President of the United States on November 4th, 2008. During his first term, he signed an economic stimulus into law for the American Recovery and Reinstatement Act in 2009. In 2010, he signed the Tax Relief, Unemployment Insurance Reauthorization, and Job Creation Act. He signed the Affordable Care Act, aka Obamacare, as well as the Dodd-Frank Wall Street Reform and Consumer Protection Act, and repealed Don't Ask, Don't Tell in the military. However, his domestic policies led to a Democratic defeat in the 2010 midterm election, losing a whopping 63 seats to the Republicans in the House of Representatives. In foreign affairs, he ended the Iraq War and moved troops to Afghanistan and Libya. Obama was re-elected president in 2012. During his second term, he wrote legislation to support gun control rights as well as the LGBT community, specifically breaking down the Defense of Marriage Act to allow same-sex marriage. He sent troops back to Iraq to fight ISIS, actively participated in the Paris Agreements of 2015 on global climate change, and worked to ease tensions with Iran and Cuba. Barack and his beautiful wife Michelle are the proud parents of two daughters, Malia and Sasha. 1861, Jesse W. Reno patents the escalator. This particular escalator wasn't just made to get folks from point A to point B. It was actually constructed for the purposes of entertainment at Coney Island. It took you up one story and was 7 feet long. But it was automatic and it got you up to the next level, which was pretty amazing for that time. Jesse W. Reno, the son of legendary Civil War Union Major General Jesse Lee Reno, who was a soldier's soldier and died in battle in 1862, never knew his father, since he was just a youngster. Most of Reno's inventions were rejected by the city of New York. He initially had an idea to build a double-deckered underground subway system that would feature his escalators, or inclining elevators, or inclining transportation systems, whatever you want to call them. New York rejected it all, but Coney Island liked his idea of a small inclining elevator. Aside from the design itself, it also featured two brilliant other concepts. One was a rubber handrail, which was there to prevent you from mangling your hands on the chain, and another one wore teeth at the end of each machine, which resembled a comb of projecting fingers. These were used to keep objects from getting stuck in the motion of the conveyor when exiting floor level. So watch that shoelace of yours. For the record, the escalator, known to its original inventor Nathan Ames as revolving stairs, was patented in 1859, but never actually built. Finally, 2006.
You're American, because you're in America, okay? Greatest country on the planet.
Shake and bake, everybody.
Shake and bake!
Talladega Nights was released.
Do you know why I came to America, Ricky Bobby?
Public schools, healthcare system, giant water parks. I mean, the same reason anyone comes to America.
And NASCAR has never looked so hysterical. And so that, my friends, is going to wrap it up for August 4th on Joe's Daily U.S. History Lesson. Once again, I'm your host, Joseph DeCristoforo. Check out the website, joesdailyushistorylesson.com. And let me know what you thought about today's podcast. Did you send Barack Obama a birthday card? Or what about the escalator? Have you ever gotten stuck on one? See, I used to work at a big government facility with a bunch of engineers who couldn't even eat lunch without reading the manual first. Trust me, if those guys got stuck in an escalator, I don't think they'd know that they could just walk up or down. I really do think that they would just get out the instruction manual. Talladega Night fans, what was your favorite scene of the movie? So yeah, let me know what you think on the comment board. You can also check out some of the multiple choice quizzes that are on there. Let me know how you do with that. And don't miss tomorrow's program. I'll talk about Patco, the Battle of Mobile Bay, the first traffic light, baseball players Patrick Stargill and A-Rod, Brady Bunch Maureen McCormick, basketball player Patrick Ewing, and something that's not going to happen until the year 2184 AD. So don't miss that. In the meantime, you can catch me on Facebook and Twitter. My Twitter handle is JDUSHL. So until tomorrow, thanks for listening, everyone, and thanks for being great patriotic Americans. We'll see you then.